something I haven't shared ever before, and it's something very cocky, but let me share it. I always think about evolution. Like, while I was taking a bath, I just felt so much like it was so much cold, and I thought to breathe faster. I just started breathing faster, and I just took a thought of it, why I'm breathing so faster. And as I'm in class 10, so I just read respiration, so I know that how this whole process just takes second in 1 second, like taking up oxygen and then filtering it and then sending it to the lungs, then the alveoli, then the changes of the gases in the heart, and motherfucker, how all of these processes happen in just a matter of seconds. I was super, I'm not having the exact word for it, I'm super amazed and fascinated by this idea and this concept. Then I thought of it, okay, maybe we humans are practicing breathing for almost every single second from when we born to when we die, and we have keep doing it from like last, I don't know, like 100,000 years. I don't know, like from the time human came on this earth or human started living over here. And this idea really fascinated me, that practicing breathing so much actually made us so much good at breathing, that we just do all of these processes in just a second. And so I got different ideas always like this, like maybe the global warming is just not a cause, which has like global warming is not causing because of us. Not before, I knew this before the television told us this, that maybe global warming is happening not because of us, but because of the nature, because there may be hundreds and thousands of movements except revolution and that's rotation in Earth. Like, we only know two kind of rotation. I don't read this, it's just coming up from my head right now. I don't know how, but it's a natural knowledge. And I just thought that it's possible that Earth takes a movement in a little bit of movement in its latitude in 5,000 years. I don't know exact terms even, but it's just getting into my mind. I don't know, this is a natural flow of knowledge inside me. I'm just sharing this part because I feel it so strongly right now. So I hope you liked it. Another episode is not done yet. I'm not done with the episode yet. So different kind of concepts always come into mind. Like, what if we divide infinity by infinity? I'm not pretending like I'm a scientist or scientific mind. I'm just saying that this is what I always think when I eat, when I like, this just naturally come into my mind. And if, like, I'm obsessed with another thing, English words. This has become a habit that whenever I listen a word or something, I just started googling it. So this is something my brother told me, that bro, start actually put this habit into yourself, that whenever you heard something or read something or some word, google it, because you have a nice tool right now that can give you answer in 1 second. Old people doesn't have it, so you have an advantage, take it. So I started taking his advice, I started searching words. It became a habit, because if I listen a word right now and I can't google it, it's so much irritating. And sometimes when I read a novel that has a very standard level of English, I also become irritated by just searching and searching and not reading. So, but it has become a habit, so main mar jaunga agar main search nahi karunga. It's like that. And now I have developed new habits, because I really like, my brain really like this idea. Then I have this new habit that whenever I say something in Hindi, like dhakkan hai kya match, then I just think that how English people will translate this. And then I just, you know, the natural curiosity has created this, that I'm more even transferring the sentence I say. So this is now becoming a habit, and it's just natural. It's just because of the natural interest of myself into the languages. I really like learning languages. This is what I have identified by my own behavior, and from behavior I just got this. I'm also interested in human behavior. I have shared this in episode 001, that I'm also interested in about history, spirituality, the like psychology and philosophy. These ideas actually fascinate me so much. Not only the scientific or, you know, the very fancy kind of side, but also the business and marketing, how brand works and everything. Like, I'm I'm almost fascinated by almost everything. So I don't want to stretch this so long. Maybe I will do it in the future, but I think this is it for now. And I just say this to you: if you have any kind of thought like in your mind, it should not be like only the scientific thoughts, but any kind of thought. Like, you're fascinated by tunes. Like, whenever you listen a tune, you'll be like, how to produce this on your own guitar. So if you have this kind of ideas in your brain running silently without using your mouth, it's telling something you in your mind. If this is happening, you don't try different things. Don't even try. Go hardcore into it. And why I am doing graphic designing? Because lol, I like drawing. I'm being serious. I like sketching, and I think I have a good understanding. Like, I'm not super interested in drawing. Like, I'm fascinated by drawing. It's not like that, but I think there are two things: a thing you are good in and a thing you are interested in. And maybe the thing you are interested in, you are not good in, but you have to be in. And maybe the thing you are good in, you are not interested in. So painting and sketching and drawing and colors and these things and graphics are like me. I'm good at it. I don't know if I have shared this out before or not, but I just didn't start graphic designing because I'm trying things. I've said this before: if you want to try things, figure out the things you are liking. Don't just try. I won't just go and try how to wash cars. I won't. I know I'm not interested in. Figure out 10 things that you think you like. Like, I like psychology, philosophy and all. And then go hardcore on each and every one. You will figure out. And this snoozing sound that I produced is because I'm super sick. Now I'm about to go to my school, because if I won't complete my attendance, they will kill me. This was a super episode, actually podcast. I love podcast because it actually gave you the I don't know if I would have a camera in this podcast, I would just show you how I'm looking. I just prepared myself for school. I'm done dressing up myself, and while I've recorded this 9 minute, almost like 10 minute podcast, I'm super 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 glad. The mobility of this software, Anchor, oh, love it. So that was it for this episode. Thank you so much for listening and tuning into it. I hope it actually bring value to you. Thank you.